Thank you very much. Hello there. This next song was written by a chap who used to play in our group called Dave Swarbrick, and another chap who used to play in our group. His name is Richard Thompson, and it comes from the year 1970, and it's called Walk a While. Walk a While. Thank you.
Thank you. Martin. Now, I'm sorry, I have to talk to you in my own language because, like nearly everybody from England, we have a big struggle with English, and the idea of learning another language is out of the question. I apologise, but that's the sort of school that I went to. But as we are in a university environment, I'm sure that the vast majority of you are better educated than I and can probably speak better English than I can dream of. So I must explain to you that the next number is an instrumental, a medley of two tunes. The first one was written by Mr. Martin Alcock, on my left, your right. And it is in the unlikely key, an unlikely time signature of 7/4. 7/4. You have to jump in the air every 7 beats on this one. And he made us learn this when he joined our band a little while ago to prove that we wanted it. And to make him do some work, we made him learn another tune that we already knew, which is in 5. So this is for all the dancers at the back. The first tune is called The Cat on the Mixer, and the second tune is called The Gas Almost Works. But you have to call the instrumental something. You know, you have to give it a name if you're going to get the royalties.
Thank you. gibt noch ein paar Stühle at the back, wenn man sitzen will. Und jetzt spielen wir ein ganz neues Lied, das auf unser neues Album ist. Wir haben diese neue Platten zu verkaufen hier live tonight. Und wenn Sie es nicht kaufen, dann müssen wir die Spülen in der Hotel machen. Und dieses Lied heißt Honor and Praise. Und es war von einem Freund von Simon geschrieben.
So Martin Orthoff, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Herren und Fräulein. We'll be right back. on for the rest of the days that I've given the lives of the crew just to pay in search of the garlands of honor and praise. And I wish that I drowned in the storm.
Spielen wir ein ganz neues Instrumental, das auf der neuen Platte ist, das wir haben zu verkaufen. Hier läuft es nicht. Leute, otherwise, viel spüren. Also, dieser Instrumental hat einen sehr original Titel. Es heißt der Instrumental Medley 1985. noch ein ganz neues Lied von der neuen Platte, das wir haben zu bekommen hier live tonight. Über die habe ich schon gesagt. Und mein Vater war ein Wandersmann. Mir steckt es auch im Blut. So wandere ich froh, solange ich kann, und schwenke in meinen Hut. And it's called The Hiring Fair. Es ist über ein Bahnhofarbeiter und sein Mädchen.
I believe he's correct. This is the sort of song that Thomas Hardy would have written if he'd been Ralph McTell. The drummer, he speaks.
I ought to explain that this is a song with a lot of atmosphere, so maybe they'll use the other light.
No, I asked them to twitch that one off because I'm so shy. Are we happy? Noticed the maid in the very next row, and I hoped she'd be my neighbour. Imagined then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, my heart beat in my throat. Lodging was dry and my master fair. I gave him full measure. Like corn in the field my envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I watched her carry water or drive cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, with it my desire. With my dreaming, in my dreams caress her lips, her eyes, her dark brown hair, curves beneath her dress. When harvest time it came at length, so heavy was our task, that the women and the men worked side by side, so I had an ear at last.
from above. There drifted the sound of the violin, and we hurried to the farm. All the dancers in the mountain played till the music filled the air. And I thanked the Lord and the harvest moon for the girl from the hired fair.
Set of tunes entitled Jamzo Donald's Jigs, and it's very silly this, it's got like lots of little rock and roll bits in it, and it's very good to dance to if there's any room at the back, you know, if you'd like to dance, feel free. We like to dance up here in this one, we like this, it's very silly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your extremely good taste. It's much appreciated. Have you seen the film called Spinal Tap? Any of you? You must look out for it, it's very funny. It's about this English group, Spinal Tap. Please go and see it when it gets to Germany.
The correct syntax there is when it comes to Germany. Now, this is a very difficult song for me to introduce, even to an English-speaking audience who must regard it as part of their own culture, however long ago. But it's a story of a folk hero who nearly made England into a republic in 1351. He got very close to doing it and lost at the last hurdle, as we say. He fell at the last hurdle because the Lord Mayor of London pulled out a sword and cut his head off. Which is really, you know, if you're going to lose, you might as well lose in a big way. So, the gentleman's name was Wat Tyler, and he led a peasant's revolt. So, it seems reasonable for me to be singing a song about him in Tübingen in 1985. Because this is a global village.
Thank you.
fame would come to them, all they would return. And Lincoln, Cambridge, suffered to receive our young king's favour. So 30,000 left us there, believing it was over. But Tyler, he was not convinced, told us to remain. I want to hear his words again, for the thing much has changed. So Tyler, he approached the king, took Richard by the arm, and his rough and friendly gesture caused Richard's knight's
inside it. It's very considerate of us. I would recommend the album just for the historical knowledge that would be imparted to you about an obscure period of British history. Well worth however many marks it is this week. This is the last number we're going to do before we have a short interval, which will afford you an opportunity to part with money for records and beer. Or beer, but if it's a choice, buy the record. Because you don't buy a beer, you only rent it.
Yeah.
Everest lobotomy in England. Ham sandwich booked in Spain, my fisheries in rubber under Jorlex in Ashen Juice Ring extract incidentally. As saddlebag, axle grease grain.
This is a song about drink. Yeah, it's actually about whiskey. I used to think it was about beer. But I've grown up a little bit. It's a chorus song, and I think the tune is... I think the tune may be German. It's a harvest festival hymn in England. But I think it may be one of your classic tunes. If you know it, please join in. Have fun, yeah? Perhaps?
The world Sir John has sprung up his head and so amazed them all. They've let him stand till the midsummer's day, and he looked both pale and wan. But little Sir John's grown a long brown beard, and so become a man. There's beer all in the barrels and brandy in the glass, but little Sir John with his dark brown fall through the strongest. The sharp edged sides to climb up at the knee. They've rolled him and tied him around his waist, treated him most barbarously. They've hired men with a black thorn to bring him to the heart, and the loader has served him worse than that, for he's bound him to the cart. For he's found between two stones. There's beer all in the barrels and brandy in the glass, but the glass had jumped in his nut brown bowl through the strongest man at last. There's beer all in the barrels and brandy in the glass, but the
Spot the non-smoker.
Simon Nicol, a man with very big breaths. A man with large breaths.
Thank you, sir. Yesterday it's been a bit ein altes Lied. That's it. An eine frühe Platte ist. Nicht die Platte, das wir haben super gehabt in our lives, right? Aber es, jede Konzert spielen wir dieses Lied und es heißt Sloth.
Thank you.
And everybody is tuning furiously.
Because we care
for your ears.
Thank you.
She's run away.
She's run away. And she ran so bitterly. Now calls your colours, my friend. But don't you call.
Thank you.
I wish I knew what he was talking about. It's very frustrating to be in a band and have somebody introducing the next number and not being able to understand it. It just makes you realise what a shame it was you didn't pay more attention at school. I hope you're all paying attention, if you're at school. This number to it's a fear instrumental, it's a dirty linen. The band has been trying to play these numbers together for almost 16 years now. Tonight may be the night we all play it right. Whatever, we'll keep trying. Thank you.
Jackson. Robert Jackson. Yes. And ein Lied aus einer alten Platte, nicht die Platte, die wir haben zu verkaufen, hier läuft heute. Heute, es heißt William Gower und es ist über einen Mann, der einen Pakt mit der Tiefel gemacht hat geworden sein.
Around his middle of We are to change around instruments now, and Mr. Dave Pegg, our redoubtable bass player, will step forward to take the microphone and sing you a little song that he had to learn when he joined his other band. He's actually in Jethro Tull, but he gets time off to come and work with us. So we are now going to perform a number that Dave features heavily on. This is a Christmassy song and it's called Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow.
Thank you.
Now, when they discovered Australia, and it was an Englishman that got back with the news first about it, if you ignore the Dutchman, Tasman, they had to find some white people to put there. And they decided that, what a good idea, we'll turn it into a big prison. And then nobody will swim home. And this song is written about some people who nearly got turned into Australians. Nearly happened to them. But what happened to them was rather more final than that. I mean, they got the short end, they got the mucky end of the stick, as we say, back home. Because they were all strung up by the neck in the marketplace in Northampton. And they were all from one village, quite near where we live. And this happened only 200 years ago. And they were the last people to be executed in public in a group. If you ignore what's happened tonight. In Northampton anyway. And they were from Culworth, and they were known as the Culworth Gang. And the song is based on this fact. It's called Close to the Wind. And it's been very lucky for me.
For the one sea we'd sail.
Evening. Thank you very much for coming along this evening. Thank you particularly for staying, because that makes all the difference, really, as far as we're concerned. Next time, bring a friend. Bring a friend and their family. This is some tunes. First one was written by Mr. Pegg here. Mr. Pegg now playing the mandolin to prove his versatility. Your chance to hear two mandolins now. And then there's a song. That's right, there's a song. I've got to sing that, so I must remember that. That's about murder. Adultery. First there's adultery, then there is murder, then there is a bit of wife beating that goes a little too far. And that's called revenge. And then there's a suite of tunes, because revenge is sweet. Mr. Rick Sanders here, our fabulous fiddle player, will be letting loose amongst you. Psych tunes. Stir your blood corpuscles up to fever pitch.
There's one. with a waggly tail. How much is the food?
Anyway, I can't tell you how much fun it's been driving here today. Yeah, it's only from Dortmund, it was just up the road. But you're very lucky to be in Tübingen, because we've been here before and we know what a beautiful town you have here. And I hope tomorrow morning we can enjoy some of it before we have to go off back up to Dortmund again. Cheers!
Thank you. like my sheets? How do you like my lady wife who lies in your arms asleep? Oh well, I like your bed the best, but when the rain like the sheets, first of all, I like your lady wife who lies in my arms asleep. Get up, but it'll never be said in this fair land that I slew a naked man. Oh, I can't get up, I won't get up, I wouldn't get up for my life. Why, you had two long beaten swords and I not a pocket knife. It's true, I have two beaten swords and they must be deep from a pass. You will have the better of them and I will be the worse. And you expect me to many will blow and strike it like a man. The next blow and I'll kill you if I can. But he next blow and Patty struck no more. And then he took his own dear wife and he suffered upon his knee. He said, who do you like the best of us now? You're dead, Patty Groves or me? And then up spoke his own dear wife, never heard to speak so free. I'd rather want kiss from dead Patty's lips than you and all your finery. And come on up, please, your man and only pity ball. You struck his wife right through the heart and missed her up to the wall. A brave, brave Lord Arnold tried to play his love as in, but won't you bury my lady at the top? She was a blow.
very much. Thank you, Sean.
Good night, thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Action, good night.
Slap good.